Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions.
18 plus. Coming up on the news. Major Saudi Arabia oil facilities hit by Houthi drone strikes. TV actress gets prison sentence for college admissions scandal. And police investigate 18th killing of a trans person in the US this year. It's Saturday, September 14. I'm Anthony Davis. Yemen's Iran-aligned Houthi group has attacked two plants at the heart of Saudi Arabia's oil industry, including the world's biggest petroleum processing facility. The pre-dawn drone attack of the Saudi Aramco facilities sparked several fires, although the kingdom, the world's largest oil exporter, later said these were brought under control. A spokesman for the Iran-aligned Houthi group in Yemen said it had deployed 10 drones in the attack. One source said 5 million barrels of crude production had been impacted, close to half the kingdom's output, but did not elaborate. The attacks come as Aramco accelerates plans for an initial public offering of the state oil giant as early as this year, and follow earlier cross-border attacks on Saudi oil installations and on oil tankers in Gulf waters. Today's attacks appear to be the most brazen yet. Saudi Arabia, leading a Sunni Muslim military coalition that intervened in Yemen in 2015 against the Houthis, has blamed regional rival Shiite Iran for previous attacks, which Tehran denies. Ridia accuses Iran of arming the Houthis, a charge denied by the group and Tehran. Authorities have not reported on casualties. A witness nearby said at least 15 ambulances were seen in the area, and there was a heavy security presence. Tensions in the region have escalated in recent months after the United States quit an international nuclear deal and extended economic sanctions on Iran. The violence is complicating UN-led peace efforts to end the Yemen war, which has killed tens of thousands and pushed millions to the brink of famine. American TV actress Felicity Huffman was sentenced to 14 days in prison yesterday for paying thousands of dollars to have one of her daughter's SAT scores inflated. She is the first parent to be sentenced in the massive college cheating scandal that has rocked the U.S. higher education system. In addition, the U.S. district judge said Huffman must serve 12 months of supervised release, 250 hours of community service, and pay a $13,000 fine. She apologized to the students who work very hard every day to get into college and to their parents who make tremendous sacrifices supporting their children. "I can promise you that in the months and years to come that I will try to live a more honest life," she said. Afterwards, she apologized to her daughters and husband, actor William H. Macy, and others who have been affected by her actions, her voice shaking as she spoke in the Boston courtroom. The case has resurfaced questions about college access, race, and privilege, and Huffman's sentencing signals what other parents who have been charged might face. Florida police are searching for a motive in the death of a 23-year-old transgender African-American woman whose body was found in a burned-out car last week. The body of B. Love Slater was found on 4th of September in Clewiston, 50 miles west of West Palm Beach. Her remains were so badly burned it took investigators several days to identify her by dental records. Investigators from the county sheriff's office said it was one of the most brutal killings the county had ever seen. No suspect or suspects had immediately been identified, they said. Police said they would not classify Slater's death as a hate crime until they could clearly prove the reason for the killing. Slater's friends speculated that she was killed because of her trans identity. In the US, there are thought to be 250,000 hate crime victims each year, but only a third are reported. Earlier today, the Democratic presidential candidate Beto O'Rourke tweeted, "Transgender women of color have been targeted, attacked, and murdered across America. We know of 18 transgender people killed this year alone. If we don't confront this reality, then we can't correct it. Justice must be served for B-Love Slater. Equality must be secured for all." Slater's death came shortly after 17-year-old Bailey Reeves was shot dead in Baltimore. Last year, at least 26 transgender people were killed, the majority trans women of color. In 2017, 29 such deaths were recorded. Many such murders have been markedly brutal. The Trump administration has been purposely vocal about publicizing its controversial transgender military ban, and more recently, the removal of protections to transgender workers who endure discrimination because of their gender identity. You can subscribe to The News with your favorite podcast app, or ask your smart speaker to play The News with Anthony Davis podcast. Leave us a review on iTunes and follow us on Twitter at @TheNews_podcast for daily updates. The News is an independent production covering politics, inequality, health, and climate, delivering honest, verified, and truthful world news daily.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.